Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 British Summer Time. Today is June 23rd. Well, this has been a volatile day. The vast majority of stock markets opened down on the day. That followed another rather mixed day in Asia. The Chinese stock market was quite a bit firmer. This is the biggest upward dynamic in at least 6 months. The Indian market has also steadied here in the region of the lows over the last 3 or 4 months. The banks index there has done slightly better. It really does need to do more in both India and China to suggest that the demand is regaining the upper hand in here. The majority of European stock markets closed down on the day in excess of 1%. There were a number in excess down in excess of 2%, and on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq had all opened well down on the day. But the Nasdaq actually closed in positive territory, was up 2/3 of 1%. The Dow Jones pared its loss and finished down less than 0.5%, and the S&P was down in the region of 0.25%. The Nasdaq's performance is particularly noteworthy because it had pulled back sharply in early trading to finish in the positive column today. And the leading shares in the Nasdaq, a large number of them had a very good day today. The Oracle's announced its earnings. It has been pulling back for the last month, found support in the region of the 200-day moving average and bounced emphatically in here today. Apple was up almost $8 today. So that had pulled back below its 200-day moving average for a day. We had a large upward dynamic 2 days ago, held that advance. It opened well down today, but actually closed above yesterday's high. So it does appear that we're getting a technical rally in some of the leading stock markets. And the weakness that we had in Europe in here today is probably not going to be sustained, given the fact that we've had such a big bounce on Wall Street. That probably presages a reasonably good day in Asia and Europe tomorrow. There are a number of news items that were making headlines in here. Perhaps the most important is that the USA is going to release some oil from its stockpile, about 1 million barrels a day. Oil today was down. West Texas Intermediate was down $3.58. Now that paired its decline a little bit. It was as low as 89.69 in intraday and closed out around 91.84. The decline on Brent crude was significantly larger than that, and that also paired its decline, and it's come right down to test the lows from 6 weeks ago. So Brent crude has fallen in the region of $15 in here. And this is good positive news. The fact that you have governments now moving in a substantive way to attempt to bring down the oil price and is good news all around. It also helps to crystallize the fact that the high price of commodities has become a political factor. And again, we've characterized commodities as being the next big opportunity, but also the next big risk. And oil prices, well above $100 for much of the year so far, has been a headwind for global economic growth. We've seen that growth expectations have tailed off over the last couple of months, and these persistently high oil prices are a headwind, and it's good news that they are finally starting to attempt to bring those down. The rather extreme selling pressure that we saw in stock markets in the early part of the day, which was at least partially countermanded intraday and definitely on Wall Street, was mirrored in some of the commodities. And gold was down $27 today. That's definitely characterized as a downward dynamic. It's almost 2%. Gold remains within this support building phase. The fact that it has held onto the majority of its gains following the peak that it hit around $1,570 earlier this year is really quite admirable. But it remains within a support building phase and broadly speaking, a corrective phase. Very similar story with silver, which had led on the upside, had this phenomenal acceleration, pulled back violently, and remains within the support building phase in a reversionary process towards the 200-day moving average. We can anticipate that the price action is going to be really quite volatile. In the wheat and corn markets, the majority of those were almost a limit down at one point today, but actually closed almost unchanged for both wheat and corn, and soybeans was down by about 15, but that's well off its low of the day. Very similar story with the nickel price. There's high anxiety right across risk assets. That has been a persistent factor for a while. Sentiment has been deteriorating predictably, and there is heavy concentration on what's happening in Greece. When one looks at the leadership in stock markets, we're seeing that the strongest markets, some of the banner shares, some of the best performing markets, and indeed Wall Street and the DAX in Germany, which is heavily weighted to by companies that are leveraged to the growth of the global middle class, their reactions have been limited to mean reversion. We've definitely had some markets that have pulled back and had deeper corrections. India is definitely one of those. China has been in a corrective phase for much of the last year, and indeed longer than that. Those are particular cases where there's been a strong amount of monetary tightening, where the government has had very much an inflationary problem, and those have not been leading markets. They still need to do more to suggest that demand is returning. But for leading markets, particularly in the ASEAN region, and among those, Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines have been clear leaders. They have had relatively shallow reactions in the last 6 weeks. They have had upward dynamics in the last couple of days. Those are the markets that have led throughout. They bottomed early. They've shown relative strength. They bottomed early. They broke out of their bases early. They showed relative strength. They moved to new all-time highs early. They entered this corrective phase considerably earlier than other markets. They've also found support earlier. They've had less of a pullback. So we're looking at these stock markets as leaders. Shares that are clearly leveraged to the growth of the global middle class are outperforming. Apple has bounced from its 200-day moving average in the region of it. Oracle has done the same. Both of those have exposure to the cloud computing. BMW hit a new closing high yesterday. Volkswagen broke out of a 6-month range, or is in the looks appears to be in the process of breaking out of a 6-month range. And those are clearly companies that are leveraged to the growth of the global middle class. Dividend aristocrats, such as McDonald's, Yum! Brands, are also in positions of clear relative strength. There's plenty of things to worry about out there. We have not end we have this corrective phase has not ended. We are looking at nothing. We're looking for little more than a technical rally at this juncture, but this appears to be a medium-term correction. There have been a lot of liberties taken with the comparisons between what we're seeing in Greece at the moment and what we saw with the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy back in 2008. They probably don't hold a great deal of water. They are more a symptom of the deteriorating sentiment that we've had, and that's often a necessary condition before we find a market that is attempting to bottom. A technical rally was due. A technical rally appears to be getting underway. Oil prices are coming down. Commodity prices have also entered a corrective phase. That's good news for growth in the medium term. Global growth is likely to be somewhat less impressive in the next couple of quarters, and stagflation is very much a threat, particularly in the USA and the UK. But the action that we're seeing in stock markets, particularly some of the larger stock markets and the leaders, has been limited to a mean reversion so far. They will all need to find support in the region of their 200-day moving averages. They'll need to break their short-term progressions of lower rally highs to suggest that demand is returning in the medium term. But the bearish sentiment, I do not believe, is wholly justified for the majority of markets, given that we are starting to see some of the necessary conditions for a recovery begin to fall into place. Oil falling back is certainly one of those. Oil prices have fallen considerably in the last 10 days. They are oversold in the short term. Therefore, there is potential for a bounce in here, and the both oil contracts finished a little bit off their lows in here today. So it wouldn't be so surprising if we see a little bit of a bounce in here. But we are starting to see that governments are beginning to get motivated to bring oil prices down, which would suggest that the peak that we saw a few months ago was a medium-term peak, that what we've seen subsequently has been a period of right-hand extension below a type 2 top. And that would suggest that it could be a while before we see oil prices back up in the 120-plus dollar area for Brent crude. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.